Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. As you mentioned, these maxims, your first one was manly men do manly things. Give more examples of what that looks like on a practical level.
You know, practical level, I mean, again, it's not a matter of a man feeling like a man or, you know, smoking a cigar, drinking a whiskey, all the things that some guys think. It's about doing the right things. It's about being honorable. It's about protecting. It's about not using words that destroy. It's about being aware of what your wife's dealing with, what's happening in her life, up, down, 20 pounds heavier, need some help, need some support, tension with one of the kids. You got to tend to that. It's a matter of respect and honor, words that affirm, treatment that affirms, taking care of things, not allowing things to become a burden. I've got a friend who's part of this with me. He is always saying, ain't no romance without finance. You got to make sure the money's taken care of and orderly and not misspent and et cetera. You got to keep unrighteous things from out of the home. That kind of thing. It's a man being on the case, on the job, being respectful. Real quick little illustration. I started learning some of these things when my father, when I was maybe five, who was a high-ranking military officer, turned to me and said, open the door for your mother, the car door for your mother. Well, I remember thinking, well, she can do that better than I can, but okay. So I struggled, got the door open to her mom. He said it 20 more times over the next year, maybe. And in time, I realized we're not doing this because it's a physical thing. We're doing this because mom should be honored. I tell you, that deed worked into my heart. It does not matter if she's more physically capable. The fact that she's a woman and my mother deserves to be treated with honor. And that expanded into a lot of other things in my life, just that simple deed. So the touch, the word, the protection, the words of not just, honey, you're awesome, but real honor, raising those standards in the home, all of these kinds of things that get absorbed in a righteous manly culture are the deeds that men ought to be doing.
Mm, that's exactly what I was looking for. So helpful. Well, you talked about the manly men tend their fields, and say more about the whole idea of owning your territory, just that oversight and kind of having your arms around the lot lines that God has given you to tend.
Yeah, you know, Paul said it very well, and of course, anything Paul said was very well, but in Corinthians, he said, I will not boast beyond the field assigned to me. That's one translation, maybe a little bit better to the Greek. And so I'm of the opinion that every man, really every person, but every man in particular, has a field that's assigned to him. Now, his first responsibility is to make sure that there's not too much crowding into his field to keep him from doing what he's assigned to by the Lord. What has the Lord given him in this season of his life, and what hasn't the Lord given him for this season in his life? And then it's a matter of tending it well. You don't own a house and let it go to pot. You don't marry a wife and then ignore her. You don't have children and then not tend their souls as they go through the different difficult adolescent years, or spend time with them when they're young and need the rough housing. All of that. So it's simply it's almost a mathematical thing to some extent. I sit down with men and help them decide what is meant to be in your field. Well, you join seven softball teams. Clearly, that's not meant to be in your field, and so you define the field and then you start taking care of what's there, and you learn how to do it, you grow it, you nurture it. This is when a man really is partnering with the Lord to orchestrate his family's life in a healthy and powerful way.